You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story out of the great state of Illinois. They are stinking in the land of Lincoln. There's a congressman in that state who has introduced a bill that says, according to this bill, the police would not be able to pull you over unless you were going at least 26 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you want to do the math on that, if you're in a 65 mile an hour zone, you could do 90 and get away with it.
My God.
If you did 91, you could be pulled over. But if you're doing 90 in a 65, this guy says you should be able to go happily on your way. He also says with his bill that it would stop the police from being able to pull you over for things like expired license plates, not wearing your seatbelt, broken headlights, blah, 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 blah.
No, that's crazy.
So anyway, this all got onto social media, and people just began to absolutely rip him to shreds. And so he's trying to back it off a little bit now, saying, well, I mostly just want to continue a conversation about all of this stuff.
Wonder how he settled on the 25 over versus like 10, 15. I will say, firsthand experience, we drove through, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas last summer. And as soon as you cross over into the state of Illinois, it's like cops all the way through it. So They are making bank. Those troopers are pulling a lot of people over in Illinois. So I don't think that as far as the revenue aspect goes, that they would like this at all. They're making bank off people in Illinois. I had to
I live in a small town, and we have a little small town paper, and I love it because we get the paper once a week. It gets thrown in our driveway. No, I don't subscribe to the paper, people. All right, don't give me crap about this. They just throw it in your driveway whether you want it or not. But I do look at page 2 every single time because that's where they have the little police blotter thing. And just yesterday, I opened it up, and Gretchen was making something in the kitchen. I was laughing reading her one of the police beat stories about how police had arrested a guy for passing in a right turn only lane. In other words, because there's a lot of two lane roads here. And he was behind somebody and he was speeding like crazy. It was wintry conditions. Temperatures were in the 20s and it was wet. They said it was very dangerous. Okay. This guy was speeding and he rips over into a right turn only lane to zip around someone and then veered back over. And the police were there, so they arrested him.
Whoop, whoop.
And Gretchen was saying, she goes, can you get arrested for that? And I go, yeah, because it was a combination of charges.
It was reckless driving.
I mean, reckless driving and all that other stuff. So then it led to this whole conversation in our kitchen about reckless drivers. And, you know, it has to be pointed out that Gretchen is a bit of a granny driver. And she's not that old, but she drives kind of slow.
Putzing along,
and when I'm in the passenger seat and she's driving, I just want the record to show I have never once criticized her driving to her, said anything. I keep my mouth shut.
Why?
But in my mind, thinking, God, babe, go a little faster. Just a little bit.
Are you scared of her? Just speak up. Say, go.
No.
At least go the speed limit.
Because it wouldn't do any good. I would just be bitching. She's
That's
not going
right.
to say, oh, I will now change my way.
Maybe she didn't notice.
Maybe
she's like, oh, my God, I didn't notice I was going
no,
so slow.
No, she knows. She talks about it herself.
Why is she going
she
so
slow? She herself will say, I'm a granny driver. So I'm like, that's why I offer to drive most places, just because I want to get there a little bit quicker.
That's like that with my dad. He's the number one person that I do not like driving with in the passenger seat because of his years and years in the industry, the firefighter industry. And he's like, I've seen some things.
He's overly careful, you're
saying. So he is overly careful, and he's, you know, the 10 under guy, and I'm like, you know, trying to hit the gas pedal on the floor. I was like, come on, let's go.
See,
as I'm watching people zip around. Yeah, I mean, he's at the limit or a little under.
Okay, in Gretchen's defense, she does not drive 10 below the speed limit. She's not that kind of granny driver.
Okay,
she just won't speed.
Yeah.
And I think 5 miles an hour over the speed limit is acceptable on a two-lane country road when there's no other cars
around. I think
so,
as long as you're reading the traffic. That's the big thing. You got to read the traffic. And that's why I don't like knick-knack. I like to drive on road trips because I am a traffic reader. I can read 15 cars up on when I need to make the move. And if she's in there driving on the highway, I can't sleep. I can't take my little road trip nap because I'm like, I'll be driving with her and I'll be like, watch, this semi's going to go over. boom, the semi goes over. I was like, oh, this guy's coming over. Watch out. Boom, it does it. You got to read the traffic, Dom.
I agree.
Read it.
And I feel like I'm pretty good at that, too. But I'll tell you what was really funny is somebody that I used to date who I referred to. And I used to talk about her on the show frequently, that she was always a late lane changer. Always. Like, if you're driving up I-25 and you've got to exit at Colorado, and she would be passing, what's that exit before, not Yale, what's the one after Yale?
I don't know, just make it up.
Anyway, don't text in, it's not important for the story. That's the exit before, so you only have like about another quarter mile or something like that, and she'll still be like two lanes over.
Oh, God.
And I would be like, well, then I would speak up. I'd be like, you know, we got to exit here in about a quarter of a mile. You might want to start getting over.
Why are you always yelling at me?
Yeah, and it never did. And again, it didn't do any good because the next time I'm in the car, she would be a late lane changer again.
Oh,
she'd be way over on the left-hand lane, and in a quarter of a mile, she'd have to be exiting.
Oh,
so she'd have to maneuver across like four lanes of traffic.
That relationship didn't last long, I'm guessing.
It didn't, because I can't be in a relationship with a late lane changer.
Anything to do with being late, you got to get out of that relationship.
Yes. And she was late to everything, so it shouldn't have surprised me that she was a late lane changer.
Oh,
but anyway, it's funny that we all have our own driving styles and techniques. And I feel like you and I are pretty similar in our driving.
Yeah, we are, for sure.
But then you've got people like Gretchen and your dad who are too cautious, and they drive me bananas.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how people are different, man.
And I would like to see some stats, if there's any way of getting data on this. And I don't know how they would. I don't know how you quantify this. But I would love to see data on accidents caused by aggressive drivers and accidents caused by granny drivers.
Yeah, I mean, just anecdotally from my life, I mean, I've been hit and received more tickets than my dad ever. I don't think he's ever been in an accident or received a ticket. My mom's had a few tickets. Knick-knack's been hit a few times. So I guess anecdotally in my life, my dad's just putzing along, doing fine. His insurance rates are really low.
Right, but has he, without even knowing it, caused accidents with other cars? Because they're having to avoid him or go around him while he goes merrily on his way.
My dad has killed thousands of people.
Yeah, I always wonder about the ultra-cautious people. They may not crash their car, but they're impacting all the other drivers around them. Like, you're talking about reading 15 cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to read that there's the slowpoke up there, and so you then change lanes or do whatever, and then accidents are caused. Because somebody's too cautious.
He could be responsible for hundreds
he
of deaths.
He could be. Maybe he's not. I don't know. That's why I'm saying I would love to see some sort of data on this. If there's a way of showing. Because I'm telling you right now, overly aggressive drivers cause a lot of accidents. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying and send hate email. Overly aggressive drivers cause a lot of accidents there. But I think overly cautious drivers cause their fair share of accidents, too.
Could be, because you get all pissy around them, and then you gun it, and get it, and you jerk over, and take off.
I think the ultra-cautious drivers might create more road rage than the aggressive drivers.
You could be right on that, for sure.